I'm Bob Misalgo. Thanks so much for being here. WRNRN Holiday Showcase. Again, we're supported by Wilkinson Wealth Management. I can't believe it's been about 10 years since Daniel and Lauren came to Charlottesville, but in that time, they really ingrained themselves in our local music community. You know them better as Lowland Hum. Welcome tonight. Thank you for being here. Why don't we just get started with some music?
That sounds great. We're glad to be here. Thanks, Bob. This first song is called Where Are You?
It's a song about technology. Tried to text on my new watch this morning. I wonder why we did away with keys and buttons.
Hit up, hit up, and I tapped out this morning.
But I couldn't tell if anybody got it.
Handyman in the next room was talking.
Made me nervous, so I thought I'd go. Good to get outside of the apartment.
Drown the noise with my own private soundtrack.
On the street, everyone looks so busy.
Check in to see if anybody misses me.
Where are you?
This evening, lovely voice, but her words were unfeeling.
My watch seems to know everybody. She fills me in on the news of our home team.
We recorded the birds near the airport.
Spread a picnic out on.
Lights up when she sees my face now.
Listens more than anyone I know.
I'm no longer scared of the echo.
Every nervous thought is soon swallowed.
Where are you?
Thank you very much. This next song is called We're All Waiting Again. We originally wrote a song called We're All Waiting and released it in 2016. And we changed all the melodies and some of the chord changes and recorded it again. And we released it and we called it We're All Waiting Again. And that's this version, which we just released about a month ago. Ready?
All in the painted faces, all the fall from graces, all the people watching, who's gonna stop them? We're all waiting, we're all waiting. Sides to sway or go away. The problem is you, we know the truth. Man, be silent. You've had your moment. Nobody's watching.
Flying, shepherds snapping. I'm at home in my selfish sadness. I roll my morning jog through the beautiful university campus, past the immortalized bronze riders and the tall white monolith stake you claim.
WNRN Holiday Showcase with Lowland Hum. We're in Charlottesville. It's so great to have you guys here with us tonight.
Thanks.
The last few years have been kind of pretty big years for you. You go back to 2019, you recorded your album. You had to work around the train schedule in your apartment in Charlottesville, and then you moved into having your own studio outside of Charlottesville. Yeah. Over the last like 14 or 15 months, it seems like you've been especially busy. You had an album towards the end of 2023. Really got me on that one with the cover of Waterloo Sunset. I love that song.
Oh, okay.
And then you did an album of covers, and now you're working on another album. What do you attribute this like increase in activity to?
Probably touring less.
Yeah, I think touring less, and we also had a couple kids. So yeah. Our energy went in a different direction. Before that, we were touring 8 to 10 months of the year, and all of a sudden we were in one place and experiencing tons of new unprecedented things for us. And so lots of songs seem to come out of that once we got through the sleep deprivation part of that.
Any songs come from sleep deprivation?
Definitely.
Certainly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Kind of get up the next day and you find lyrics and you don't know what they mean.
So. When your inhibitions are lower and you don't have as many objections to ideas you have. There's positive things to it too.
Yeah.
You have a big event coming up on New Year's Day.
Yes.
Right? You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Love to. Sure. Yeah. So we have a collaboration with our dear friends David and Suze of David Wax Museum, and we do these performances where the audience is blindfolded, and it's kind of an immersive hour of music, and we move all throughout the crowd, and we call the project Golden Hour, and we've actually just finished recording a record, the four of us, and we're continuing to do regular Golden Hour performances, but we've done one every year on New Year's Day, and it's a really special way for us to start the year. And there may still be a few tickets available, but we encourage you to come check it out. It's a beautiful experience, and it's at their space in town too. So
that sounds so cool and so unique.
Thank you. Yeah, those have been really life-giving for us, and it's funny. After those shows, we end up talking a lot about what it's like to be a human being, rather than talking about the songs per se. Of course, we love to talk about songs, but it's also interesting to get into perception and human
more
beings interacting.
Things.
Yeah, more philosophical things. Well said. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's WNRN's Holiday Showcase. We're with Lowland Hum. Would you like to play another song for us?
Love to.
Sure. We're going to play a new one. Black ash, long line, crisscross, lost time.
Live in Charlottesville on the WNRN Holiday Showcase with Lowland Hum. It is a holiday showcase. And in the back of our mind, we're all thinking about the holidays one way or another. I wanted to ask Daniel and Lauren if they have any family holiday traditions that they like to carry forward. They're getting tuned up and ready for the next song, so we'll wait for them to do that before we can answer that question. They'll have a chance to think about it. Think about your own holiday, you know, traditions, things that you do that are strange outside of your own family.
Because we toured a lot, we never felt like it was justified to buy a Christmas tree that would then just like die and become a fire hazard. And so we started doing like alternative trees. We made some out of sticks. And for many years, that was kind of the thing. It was just like a tree made out of sticks tied together. And it actually looked kind of nice in a primitive sort of way. So we've continued to do that. But this year we did cut a live tree from our yard. It was just a pine tree growing in a place where we knew we didn't want like a huge pine tree growing someday. So maybe we'll make that a tradition, looking in the yard for something that needs to go and is good enough.
And actually, I remember the place that Lauren gathered all the sticks for our stick tree, which we had probably from 2014 until 2023. All the sticks were gathered from right outside the Charlottesville Amtrak station.
That's true.
I don't know why, but that's where we found sticks.
Well, we were living in an apartment at
the time.
We were
living downtown.
And there weren't many big trees dropping sticks around our apartment, and I just found sticks there one day.
Because we now live in the woods, this is the kind of thing we think is interesting now. Sticks, where you find them, stuff like that.
Well, it's nice you moved on from dead trees to living trees.
That's right. Yeah. I think we're going in the right direction.
I felt like it would be more meaningful for them to have a living tree in the house.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I understand you have some holiday music for us.
That's right. Yes. We're now transitioning to the holiday portion of this show. And we hope you enjoy this journey. This is an unusual Christmas song that we recorded for our Christmas record some years ago. And this is it's called Jesus Christ the Apple Tree.
The tree of life, my soul has seen, laden with fruit and always green. The tree of life, my soul has seen, laden. Thank you.
this fruit does make my soul to thrive. It keeps my dying faith alive. This fruit does make my soul to thrive. It keeps my dying faith alive, which makes my soul in haste to be with Jesus Christ, the apple tree, which makes my soul in haste to be with Jesus Christ, the apple tree.
Part of our goal with our Christmas record was to make some Christmas recordings that would welcome people all along the potential spectrum of holiday emotional places. So sometimes, like, our families are like, why is your Christmas record so rainy day and sad, and why does it sound? And we're like, well, not everybody feels the same way on Christmas or in the holiday season. So anyway, that's kind of, we looked for unusual songs for some of it, and then we also tried to think about how to welcome all manner of emotional places that people, the listeners might be in, ourselves included. Anyway.
Yeah, sometimes you feel holly jolly and sometimes you just don't. So sorry if you were hoping for something that made you feel holly jolly.
This next song, this our final song, is a Christmas song written by Johnny Cash, and he wrote these lyrics and then set it to the tune of "Streets of Laredo." That is kind of an old Western song, so you may recognize the melody. But this is a Johnny Cash one. It's called "We Are the Shepherds."
The shepherds, we walk across the mountains.
Thanks so much.
We are live in Charlottesville with Lowland Hum on the WNRN Holiday Showcase. Let's have another round of applause for our band.
Thanks so much, y'all.